From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. After more than 2 weeks of debate and many years of stalled efforts, tonight the United States Senate is expected to approve campaign finance reform. The vote marks a victory for John McCain and Russell Feingold, the two senators who led this reform effort, but their proposal is still far from becoming law. After passing the Senate, the bill goes to the House of Representatives, where its opponents are working to stop it. NPR's Steve Inskeep is at the Capitol. Steve, the House has already passed the Shays-Meehan bill, which is an awful lot like McCain-Feingold. Why would McCain-Feingold have trouble being passed there?
Well, this time, Robert, of course, it's real. This is a bill that might actually become law. When this has been passed through the House in the last several years, it's been clear that it was going to be stalled in the United States Senate, that it was never going to become law. And as a lot of analysts have pointed out, it's a lot easier to vote for something that sounds good when you know it's never really going to affect you anyway. Now you have an awful lot of lawmakers who are asking, how is this bill actually going to affect my chances for re-election when it becomes law? There have been rumors of Democrats who've been very solidly behind this campaign reform effort defecting from the effort. So far, there are only rumors, I should stress. But Congressman Chris Shays, one of the co-sponsors of the bill in the House, says he's worried. And we should also mention, in fairness, that this is a little different bill than what House members have voted on in the past. It does ban these huge so-called soft money contributions to the political parties, but it also raises some of the limits that some candidates can use to collect money in so-called hard money. Some reformers are not happy with that. There's this so-called millionaire's amendment that makes it a little bit harder for a millionaire to come in and spend his or her own money on a campaign, but that only applies to United States senators right now. And you have House members saying, whoa, wait a minute here. We wanted to apply to us too. And so it may be a little bit difficult to get from the McCain-Feingold bill to something that a majority of members of the House can agree on. In an ideal world, they would just lay down the Senate bill and vote on it, but it may not be that simple.
Well, the most prominent opponent of this bill in the Senate, I guess, was Mitch McConnell, the Republican of Kentucky. But in the House, there is, I suppose, the more formidable figure of Tom DeLay, House Majority Whip, who has said that he will do anything necessary to stop this bill.
Yeah, and I would say Mitch McConnell has been a formidable figure in the Senate, but Tom DeLay is an extremely powerful guy. He's known as the hammer for his ability to jam legislation through the House, and he has expressed his opposition. I should mention, though, that the real opposition to this may be more subtle. A number of Republicans who I've talked to today have been saying that they probably can't just stop this bill. They probably just can't jam it. There's too many votes for it. There's too much momentum as it passes the Senate. But they can slow it down and try to change it as they go. And you've heard Republicans over the last couple of days talking about how they have other priorities that they need to focus on first. Tax cuts are more important to them, they say, because the economy's in a little bit of trouble. They want to pass an education bill. They have other things that they want to deal with. And by the way, they say this is a really lousy bill, and we really need to send it back to a committee and rework it. And they want to wait until perhaps the summer or even the fall before the House votes on it, and who knows what the bill might look like then.
And by that time, we'll be even closer to the election of 2002, in which both a very close Senate, it can't be any closer, and a pretty close House could change hands.
That's correct. And there are a lot of questions, Robert, as to how this bill is going to affect that election. And it's not just because the rules will change, it's because the rules will change now in the middle of an election. Even though we're 20 months away, lawmakers are already raising money for the 2002 election. Just last week, Republicans held a fundraiser at the Hilton Hotel in Washington and raised $7 million. Some of it was in so-called hard money that wouldn't be affected by this bill, but some of it was in soft money that would be. So you're going to be able to spend that money or not in the 2002 election. I just spoke to Terry McAuliffe, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. He says Democrats don't expect to have to spend that soft money, but Republicans, led by Trent Lott, the Senate Majority Leader, they're saying, well, you know, we've already raised it, and I think it might be fair to go ahead and use it. So there's some question as to what rules they'll fight the 2002 election under.
Thank you, Steve. NPR's Steve Inskeep speaking to us from Capitol Hill.